Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Recently, I have been involved in a number of interviews, helping one of my clients hire sales directors all over the world. And here is what captures my attention and ensures the candidate makes it through to the next round. Now, each of these 10 tips can be used by you if you're in the interview process and you want to get to the next round, but also if you're interviewing candidates, because you can use these tips to formulate questions to ensure you get the information and the enthusiasm that you're looking for. So number one, they're prepared. The best candidates have researched about the position, the company, and even my business as a consultant to formulate smart questions. Nothing starts an interview off as badly as when a candidate sounds surprised to hear from you during your appointed call time. So look to see if they're prepared. Number two, they ask questions, not just about the role, but of the personalities in the companies, the strategies, the tools, and the structure. So in fact, these candidates are looking to see if the company is the right fit for them as well. Number three, they answer the questions that are being asked. Far too many candidates skirted the question with the deft skill of a seasoned politician. This is not a skill you want in your top performing sales managers. Number four, they use stories and examples from past success to back up facts and bring their results to life. I never had to ask those people I put through, can you give me an example of that? They always led with, for example. Number five, they understand the KPIs, pipelines, and statistics and numbers that you need to know to grow your sales team and coach them to drive sales motivation. Number six, they actually build rapport during the interview rather than just stating they're good at creating rapport on their resume. I can't tell you how many candidates I interviewed whose resume said that they scored themselves an 8, a 9, or 10 out of 10 at building rapport, yet we never felt any rapport during the interview. Number seven, they follow up after the interview with a thank you, an email that might include the summary of our next steps. One candidate even emailed us a PowerPoint presentation of his go-to-market plan. Number eight, they ask you about the next steps. They ask specifically if they'll be put through. They're asking for the sale. Don't you want that in your sales director? Number nine, when asked, why are you interested in this job? They don't act surprised, but rather have a passionate answer about how they are the right fit to drive your results. And number 10, they've given some thought to what their first 90 days would look like and present a detailed plan about the steps they would take to onboard themselves into the business. Listen to that again. They detail how they would onboard themselves. That shows that this candidate is a go-getter and isn't going to rely on you to hold their hand every step of the way. So use these top 10 tips both to formulate your interview questions, but also if you're a candidate, to make sure you get put through the next round and land your dream sales job.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.